pyrethroid resistance in the cornea worm. And a dose of 5 micrograms per vial is used as the discriminating dose to detect resistance. And so in 2006 and 2007, we're seeing 85% mortality, but this is showing that we are starting to see survivorship at this discriminating dose. And then last, here are the results from my adult vial test so far in 2007. These were conducted with the insecticide bifenthrin on my laboratory colonies. And these were conducted much like my larval tests. I tested 5 different doses of bifenthrin on these adults. And I'm showing the dose that kills 50% of the population and the resistance ratios. And so as you can see, again, there are differences between the laboratory colonies and or the field collected colonies and the susceptible colony. And resistance ratios of 26 for Vincennes and 9 for Collinsville have been seen so far.
Concerns. Very big suite of things we could do in IPM. Possibly as well, since we are the IPM specialists, possibly help them understand the costs related to get those things done. And then, of course, they go through their own process of setting what are the incentives to help growers see the benefit and encourage them to adopt them in the long course of what they do. Guidance and tools. A hallmark of land grants are setting up some guidelines in IPM. How can we work with our NRCS partners to make sure that those guidelines are helpful through their mechanisms in resources, in looking at addressing resource concerns? And technical guidance, to what degree can we be involved in site-specific IPM-type planning, which is a hallmark of NRCS, that resource concern and site-specific planning. It is a lot of potential in which we can engage, clearly. The methodology, I separated it out into, you know, we were having a little fun later on, is that I separated that out as, think of it, it's Christmas time, love is in the air, and then you think of, whoa, new partners and all. There, you analyze your new potential partner, you engage, and you propose, and then finally, hopefully, you marry, and everything's wonderful. Everyone's supposed to laugh at that. but really, after you do analysis, engagement. And what's the simple, easy engagements that can be done as you're trying to figure out this partnership? Participate in the NRCS advisory structure is a no-brainer. It's very welcoming, and you not only get to understand them, they understand you, but at some point you also begin to propose some suggestions. Really partner up with the NRCS program and technical staff. It's a wonderful opportunity to learn about what they're doing, and hopefully they could tap into some of your skill sets to help you, and vice versa. Extension educators and district conservationists at the local level. As mentioned, the local level is where the wheels hit the ground, and it's extremely important to together send a common message to growers. Cooperative agreements is really the heft of this whole thing at the end, in which you see a lot of things happening, and then if from site-specific or very program-specific things that could be done, at that point possibly a marriage and some resource sharing may make sense if you want to get into that kind of specificity. I'm going to work through these three things from proposal to marriage and then talk about where this could make sense. Again, a reiteration is ranking and incentive levels. Boy, that's just a nice opportunity with not a lot of time spent, but really it gets you to think about what our agency partners are doing to the point of you starting to propose some different ways of thinking to bring in your skill sets of IPM to the table. Specific proposals could be in the guidance and tools areas, outreach tools, etc. And lastly, we get into technical assistance. A whole suite of things could be done. At this point, I would say these are big marriage type formalizing of relationships. There could be a lot of detailed work there. We've done some of these things in Michigan, and I'm going to go over two things quite quickly. I'm going to look at my time briefly, doing just fine, is that we went through that process. We never got to the marriage level, you know, so, but we went to the initial analysis, engagement and proposal, and we've made some progress, I think significant. I've done the imperfect measurement of following the dollars, but also very important is look at the less. These are the things that growers have done that they would have not otherwise started without these new incentives. IPM, all partly funded by NRCS and partly funded by growers. It wasn't a 100% incentive. It was, you put in some money, we'll put in some money, see how it's going. In 2002, statewide in Michigan, $75,000 was distributed in equip funding at 1.1%. And then just last year, in 2007, the snowball was rolling. This last year, in 2007, it was 1.15 million obligated funds going to these types of things scheduled, and that was actually 7.4% of the budget. The blue indicates some specific proposals we had, and the red indicates when they were implemented, and you could see, quite frankly, in this imperfect measurement of funding, that's where we saw the bumps up. Pennsylvania, just briefly, something similar in a related program, AMA, in one particular county, thanks to Dave Benninger for providing this data. They looked at more specific, this isn't a cookie cutter recipe. Pennsylvania did it a little different in Michigan. So what? Different partnerships, different players, what works? Scouting, consulting, biological control, reduced risk pesticides, I assume. Mating disruption, 1 and 2 levels. Sky bit, I know what that is actually. And precision application, all good things. All being good things to address resource concerns. I'm sure, though, that was that link. So, priority setting and practice incentives. Real briefly, all I wanted to show is that I learned the language, SWAPA, Michigan priorities. I respect those priorities. They're just fantastic things that need to be done that are consistent with SWAPA. Lots of different practices in the practice bag. And what I was involved with was 2003 to 2006 is really good conversations. P means pest management, and we went for pest management, specific types of activities that address not only riparian corridor water issues and groundwater issues, but also in 2006 it addressed air quality as well as integrated cropping system. I don't quite remember what that is. But it was a really, really nice thing that NRCS did. How did it happen? Some engagement and proposals. This is always controversial because we don't want growers to shop specifically by the price tag, okay? Always, but nonetheless, if there's a good thing to do, we need to set the market value such they would consider doing it. And that's what this perspective is meant to be. Just, I come from the Midwest, and I give you the range of dollar amounts per acre of these incentives in 2004 related to 2005. And as you can see, this dividing lines, it's indicators where there's been a bit of activity in the state, a bit of interactions that led to some changes in incentive rates. And we're beginning to see percolated some other activity in the other states as well, too. But keep in mind, for grower incentives, the dollar amount is an issue if they want to try something different. Things cost. Dave, again, thank you. Dave has done a number of detailed costs. Why didn't I do this in Michigan? It didn't play exactly right. It wasn't the way our structure was set up. So it is not a cookie-cutter system. We did a little different. We're still implementing more IPM than we did before to address these resource concerns. The marriage, guidance and tools specific to the programs. Won't go into detail here. Lots of good activities. You really, when you put things out on the internet or specifically to growers that speak to NRCS program, this is where the marriage is involved. With due respect, we should work with our NRCS folks before we talk.